Thanks for joining us for Wyoming News and Agriculture here on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Coulter Brown, and today we've got a special feature on the Wyoming legislative session. Of course, we're nearly halfway through the budget session already, but to keep us updated on the important issues that affect agriculture and rural communities, the Wyoming Farm Bureau has an update for us from Cheyenne. So we'll be right back to hear from Wyoming Farm Bureau Policy Advocacy Director Kelly Carpenter.
Agriculture has been an integral part of every Wyoming community since statehood. Since 1920, the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation has advocated for farmers and ranchers and the rural communities they call home. We are a grassroots membership organization that believes in protecting private property rights, upholding constitutional government, and advancing a free market economy. The Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation, strengthening Wyoming agriculture, enhancing Wyoming communities.
Life is built on routines. Finding time for appointments, errands, and other plans can be a lot. Taking care of yourself isn't always the priority. Adding primary care with Billings Clinic to your routine is a great way to put your health on the schedule. Regular checkups that are quick, easy, and keep you running strong. Add your health to the calendar. Billings Clinic. Care that fits your routine.
This is Kelly Carpenter with the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation with your weekly legislative update. The legislature began working the budget this second week. Several bills that Wyoming Farm Bureau has been following in the interim are related to wildlife, water, and private property issues, among other policy areas. Here's a look at a few bills the Wyoming Farm Bureau is working on as we represent our members at the legislature. Several bills that were followed closely by staff related to wildlife were transferability of landowner hunting tags and two landowner license limitations in limited quota areas that were worked during the interim prior to session. One landowner license limited quota area bill is currently being considered in the Senate. This bill would give the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission the authority to promulgate rules to limit landowner licenses in limited quota areas, specifically in response to events that cause a decrease in wildlife populations, where landowners who may want licenses may have their chances at receiving one reduced or potentially eliminated. Water-related bills have been sailing through the Senate Agriculture Committee, one of which is the Colorado River Voluntary Conservation Pilot Program. This bill would establish a voluntary pilot conservation program that would work towards establishing a local, Wyoming-driven tool in the toolbox to avoid any court battles that could decide the Colorado River appropriations. Private property rights are fundamental, and the Wyoming Farm Bureau will continue working to strengthen property rights through opposition to corner crossing per Wyoming Farm Bureau member policy. This session, House Bill 19 would decriminalize incidental trespass on private lands at the corners of mixed land ownership areas. This bill has passed third reading in the House and will head to the Senate next week. Some concerns the Wyoming Farm Bureau has with this bill is that it doesn't address egress with the harvest, finding the corners to cross at the appropriate site, nor does it define damage. It also tries to apply these rules to lands other than federal lands. That was in the Iron Bar Holdings case that sparked the idea for this legislation. The Wyoming Farm Bureau legislative meeting is currently going on in Cheyenne. Farmers and ranchers from around the state will be visiting with legislators at the Capitol Friday morning, and they will be listening to informative speakers. With a special legislative report for the Northern Ag Network, I'm Kelly Carpenter with the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation.